Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 336. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 336. Forgiveness lets me know that minds are joined. Forgiveness is the means appointed for perception's end. Knowledge is restored after perception first is changed, and then gives way entirely to what remains forever past its highest reach. For sights and sounds at best can serve but to recall the memory that lies beyond them all. Forgiveness sweeps away distortions and opens the hidden altar to the truth. Its lilies shine into the mind and call it to return and look within, to find what it has vainly sought without. For here and only here is peace of mind restored, for this the dwelling place of God Himself. In quiet may forgiveness wipe away my dreams of separation and of sin. Then let me, Father, look within and find your promise of my sinlessness is kept. Your word remains unchanged within my mind. Your love is still abiding in my heart. Amen. Forgiveness lets me know that minds are joined. This lesson talks to me of the process that I go throughout the day. I find myself asleep, and then through forgiveness, I find myself in my truth. It says forgiveness sweeps away distortions and opens the hidden altar to the truth. As the lilies, the symbol of forgiveness, shines into the mind and call it to return and look within to find what it has vainly sought without. This is the process that I see myself go through during the day. It's I've fallen asleep and distortions, the belief in the false beliefs. And then I'm brought back to the hidden altar, to my truth. I call it grounding, where I come back into awareness and I remember the truth of who I am. And then I fall back to sleep into unawareness until again I am drawn back to the altar and become grounded again in my truth. This title, Forgiveness Lets Me Know That Minds Are Joined. And this knowing is a deep knowing. It's not that forgiveness lets me think that minds are joined. It's not a thought process. It is the knowing beyond thought, the nature of what we are. This knowing never changes. So in getting rid of the distortions, I return to a knowing that minds are joined. The holy encounter I had the other day is one of those lights we find along our path that call to us, a beacon, a reminder of ancient knowing. a guide back to that ancient altar. The holy encounter I had was, I took my car to get the headlight replaced. This was a couple days ago. And I walked in and the guy behind the desk said that they were very busy and could I leave it and come back later? And I said I really couldn't because I had to take my husband to a doctor appointment for his broken toe. And he knows my husband and he said, okay. He said, let me take the keys and we'll get it done right now. And I thanked him and he took the keys. And I turned to the chairs in the waiting room. And there were two younger men waiting. And I had this thought that I was willing and wanting to connect with them. An opening of the heart, an opening of the mind. And I had this thought that I was willing and wanting to connect with them. And it seemed strange to me because I was at least 20 years older than them. And I was a woman and they're men. And what would we have to talk about? So anyways, I just sat down with them, and soon the car guy came in and told the one man he was done, and he walked out, and then the car guy turned to me and gave me my keys, and he said my car should be ready, the guy's just working on it now. So I paid and I walked out, and I saw the hood was still up on my car, so I knew that they were still working on it. And so I sat there on the bench and was just enjoying the breeze. It was a very breezy day. The wind was pretty fast and the clouds were moving. And I was just enjoying the feeling of the slightly cold wind, watching the clouds, just taking the time to enjoy the quietness. And then the other man from the waiting room came out and he saw me and he said, "You still here?" And I said, "Yeah, they're not quite done." And he said, "These people are so unfriendly. They should have had that done an hour ago." And I said, "Oh, really?" And he said, "Yeah, with that equipment, I would have had you out of here an hour ago." And I didn't say anything. And then some noise came from across the parking lot, where there is another building being built, and there were some workers putting up a scaffolding ladder, and it was kind of on mud and unsteady looking. And this man from the waiting room, he said, "Man, that's what's wrong with this world." He said, "That's on mud and unsteady. They shouldn't be doing that. They're not doing it right." And I heard myself say, "It's almost like there's no goodwill in the world." And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "But we can be the goodwill." And our eyes connected. And he said, "Yes," and nodded. It was as if time stood still for a few instances while we shared a moment of agreeing to being goodwill, as our minds and hearts were known as one. Then the car guy came over and said my car was ready, and the man I had had that holy instant with told me to take care, and I told him it was a pleasure to have met him. In that moment that we agreed that we were the goodwill, there was that connection of the mind, a strong, intentional moment. Not intentional from the thinking mind, but intentional from the knowing nature. It was as though in putting together a jigsaw puzzle with very few pieces in place that we picked up the piece together that fit perfectly into the place we put it. And there was no other piece that could fit there. When these two seemingly separate minds two that had never met each other before, agreed that they could be the goodwill in the world. That is an ancient knowing that minds are joined. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self. Thank you for your guidance, your love, your patience. Thank you for guiding me back and back and back again to the altar within when I have strayed away. I give my willingness to not judge the way to go and instead follow with devotion. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we ground ourselves in our truth. We sit quietly, listening. Relaxing into the surrender to love. We allow all distortions to be effortlessly swept away as peace sinks in. And we sit at the ancient altar within. Thank you for joining with me in allowing ourselves to sit quietly in the peace of the one mind. Namaste.